Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Sarah says the matching pyjamas are an absolute no-no over Christmas, and you're just showing your Milton Keynes roots if you've got some.
I haven't got them. Mrs. Potts and the children have them, to be honest with you. But I'm with Sarah on this one. You know, I don't think they're required, basically.
Good. Okay. Glad to hear it. Now, yes. I'm very, very happy to hear that you intervened yesterday in the Brexit talks and finally got them to, you know, carry on talking.
Well, I've been telling everyone a deal is possible, so I need to for this to continue at least for a while yet. Yeah, expectations were the end of the end game would play out over the course of the weekend. However, as we saw in that joint statement from Boris Johnson, Ursula von der Leyen, that the negotiations will continue beyond that Sunday deadline. Positive are both sides are still talking. As they're talking, a deal is still doable. Neither side, I think, wants to be blamed for ending the talks early. The negatives are still substantial. Financial gaps remain over key areas, including EU access to UK fishing waters. How to maintain the level playing field? This is where the EU wants to make sure that UK companies can't undercut European counterparts by lowering standards in areas such as workers' rights and environmental protection. Governance is also a major stumbling block, of course. The impasse over how to police the divergence becoming a major problem. Chances of a deal? Well, still on a knife edge, still too close to call despite more than a year of negotiations. On the balance of probability, still think a deal can be achieved with the hope that economic pragmatism will indeed outweigh sovereignty concerns. There's no new deadline, but December the 18th is emerging as the unofficial cut-off date that would give time for parliaments to ratify any deal.
Well, it's going to have to be by this Friday, isn't it, really? Because next week we're into the Christmas week and you're not going to get anyone sitting in Parliament on Christmas Day, really, are you?
So. Not on Christmas Day, but apparently some time has been set aside between Christmas and the New Year in order to allow these types of things to happen. So certainly possible. But what we do know is that both the UK and the EU are preparing for no deal. It certainly remains a strong possibility. No deal Brexit, of course, would likely result in companies having to comply with trade barriers. What does that mean? New tariffs and quotas, additional customs checks, import export certificates, talent pool restrictions, regulatory restrictions. Companies would be prohibited or limited from selling products and services into the European Union, and vice versa, I suppose, and divergent regulatory environment that they have to deal with. No agreement. British companies trading with the EU, of course, would do so under WTO rules. The EU's average tariff rate is 3%. Some are much higher. British car makers, for example, face a 10% tariff on exports into the European Union. EU companies would also face tariffs into the UK. Will have an impact in terms of the economy, particularly for the UK. The Office for Budget Responsibility forecasts a near-term 2% shock to GDP.
Yeah, well, it's a level playing field thing that the EU's beating the UK over the head with. It's the ultimate irony, really, because it was Margaret Thatcher's idea in the first place.
Is that true? Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, it's one of the fundamental concerns coming out, isn't it? It's the relationship that that British companies have and access into the single market and the way in which they operate and the competitiveness, the relative competitiveness between the two sets of economic trading partners.
Yeah, and as we were saying before, sovereignty. Okay, it's great, but I mean, you know, you regain sovereignty from the EU, but then if you're going to go out on WTO rolls, you have to surrender some of it to the WTO in Geneva.
Yeah, you do, although the argument is that much of the rest of the trade that Britain does with the rest of the world is done on WTO rules. The United States is perhaps a primary example of that. So there are other examples of when this comes into force, but clearly it's important that the UK maintains access. But what we should remember, even with a deal, it's likely to be a very, very thin deal, one that focuses very much on goods, doesn't include a large part of the UK economy, which of course is services.
All right, so Disney's doing pretty well. Despite the closure of the theme parks, everyone's flocking to Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly right. Disney shares hit an all-time high on Friday after increasing its subscriber forecast for its video streaming service and said it would increase the price for its flagship service in the United States. Disney now anticipates its Disney Plus proposition will attract between 230 and 260 million subscribers by 2024. That's more than triple its previous forecast. Disney will double its annual content investment to about $15 billion by 2024, expanding its Marvel and Star Wars franchise, as well as its Pixar animations. Disney Plus launched last year. Benefits, of course, from this big back catalogue, hundreds of films and TV shows. Disney had 87 million subscribers at the start of this month. Hopes of growth is really helping to push and propel its shares ever higher, despite, as you say, the pandemic impacting its theme park capacities, weaker advertising, and shutting down of its film and TV studios.
And a very quick word about the markets and the foreign exchanges, please.
In terms of markets, a little bit weaker during the course of last week. I think this bitter battle between surging coronavirus figures and improving vaccine hopes continues to play out. Numerous countries now reporting a rapid rise in infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. But vaccine hopes are there. Inoculations in the Western world started last week. The FDA approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use on Friday. So some positives on the back of that. Pound against dollar. Pound bouncing back a little bit this morning on renewed Brexit hopes. 1.33 against dollar. Euro dollar coming in at 1.21. Going to get 1 euro 9.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Do try to not stay in your pyjamas all day today.
We'll make a change.
All right, Hank Watson Barclays.